Abba, we enter through the holy doorway to your kingdom, our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. We're washed by the blood of the Lamb, purified, sanctified, restored to you, set apart to serve you. We come with thanksgiving for all that you have done and all that you are. And we step deeper into your holy tent, standing as living stones, temples indwelt by your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, we bow down before your name, your presence, your mercy seat of deliverance. We seek your face for this group of needs, lives that are hanging in the balance, others' lives disrupted, all needing you and needing you alone. You know each situation, each health matter, each one feeling amiss upon uncertain waters. The undercurrent of their souls longs for a reprieve, for answers, for your voice to speak above the troubled waters, to lift them from the deep and the sadness and the ongoing health issues, and for the healing, and for their soul to be eased, comforted, and for hope in you, God, to arise. We lift up Joni to you, Lord, her genetic blood clotting, that entire disorder with its serious issues, and now her undiagnosed lung issues. Abba, we ask for your garment of protection and healing to cover her, just as we ask for hope with her inflammation on her gallbladder and all the trips to the ER. Lord, we're asking for answers and healing, for hope, and for Salome, who needs healing and encouragement since she's just had the kidney transplant, Father. We're asking for everything to be covered and by your hand, Lord, for your miracles upon miracles for these three women, Joni, Hope, and Salome. And I also pray for Iris, who May 20th has a bladder cancer surgery. The cancer has come back again. And we're asking you also with this healing, Lord, to please continue to remove the veil from Iris, your fellow B'nai Yisrael, a Jew, Lord God, but she doesn't know Yeshua as her Savior, Father. We're asking for you to remove that veil, that she and her family may be saved. For Kim, Lord, she needs to see your hand moving, Lord, through all these many valleys she has been through. There's been so much in her family and her health. And now she needs a surgery for a female anatomy situation. But it looks like she might have to wait almost a month or month and a half, Lord, till that can even be done. God, she needs your mercy through all of this and your grace and your strength. And for Paula, Lord, again, we lift her up with her stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She is still in the hospital. I should say she's now been in rehab. With her family surrounding her, she's stronger than she was, but she still needs, as you know, Father, more and more and more of you strengthening her and restoring her. Abba, for Tony, who has been almost 9 months in hospitals and then now in a post-acute center, Lord, for all that time in bed, she now needs to relearn how to walk. She needs strength in her muscular system, her neurological system, Father. And Lord, her type 1 diabetes is just off the charts. Lord, she needs help, and she needs you deeply and desperately, Father God. And for her friend Bernie and our friend Bernie, God, who's been through so much with her family and her own health, one thing after another. And now, Father, we hear she needs her left hip replaced, and that's not going to be done until July 16th. But we ask that you go in all of these situations deeply, moving and showing your strength and your might and your love, Lord God. I pray that you would relieve the weariness, the hopelessness that they sometimes may have. Help them through the season of valleys and carrying them, your sheep around your neck, safe, protected, resting in the power and your glory of your name and your love, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would help each one of these women Remind them, Lord, of your stalwart promises, your unchanging character. Lord, that they would become like Asaph, Lord, the Levite psalmist, the chief musical leader. Like in Psalm 73, he struggled with faith and life situations, but Lord, but then he would always return to the sanctuary, your sanctuary, God. And then he said, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. You will guide me with your plan and afterward receive me to glory. Whom do I have in heaven but you? And with you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. But as for me, the nearness of God is good for me. I have made the Lord God my refuge, so that I may tell of all your works. O Lord, may these women likewise be lifted from the weight. Help them to see you and El Roi, you, the God who sees. Let them be comforted, knowing without a doubt that you see them, that you alone are the strength of their heart and their portion forever. Help them sense your presence rising to meet them, shifting their situations, ushering in answers and healings and confident expectations that you are indeed shepherding them and loving on them and helping them work through, if not out of these situations. God, shower them with your favor. Be the lifter of their head. Let hope arise and may the enemy scatter from these situations, Lord. May your grace, your loving, unfathomable grace, flood every part of their life, their bodies, their minds, their souls, their strength. And may you cover them with a shalom, your peace and blessed assurance that is not of this world. B'Shem Yeshua, in Yeshua's name, Amen.